AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In the 750-foot AXA Equitable building in Midtown Manhattan today,
we felt a little bit of a shook. I think people on higher floors could hear a noise.
A helicopter crash landed on the roof of the building.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Not like a minor earthquake, not kind of like anything I've ever felt before.
The pilot was killed. This happened close to both Rockefeller Center and Times Square. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the impact shook the building and caused a fire that was quickly brought under control. There were no other reports of injuries. The helicopter was flying in heavy rain in airspace in New York that is supposed to be off limits. Former Nixon White House counsel John Dean is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. He was a star witness in Watergate. Dean is giving some historical context to what is going on with the current president.
Stated a little differently, Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap.
Earlier, committee chair Gerald Nadler announced the Justice Department has agreed to turn over some of the underlying evidence from the Mueller report, including files used to assess whether President Trump obstructed justice. Boston Red Sox president Sam Kennedy says the team is hoping David Ortiz will be in a Boston hospital by tonight. The former Red Sox star was shot yesterday at a bar in the Dominican Republic.
Our medical team here in Boston and the doctors in the Dominican Republic have confirmed that David's condition is still serious, but that he is stable enough to be transported back here to Boston for continued care.
Police in the Dominican Republic say the gunman has not been identified or arrested. Pacific Gas and Electric restored power to more than 20,000 customers in Northern California after the company shut off the power over the weekend to guard against wildfires. Authorities say a pilot has been killed after a small plane crashed into a grain silo in western Missouri. This is AP Radio News. It's Game 5 tonight in Toronto of the NBA Finals. If the Toronto Raptors win, they are NBA champions. Golden State Warriors have been without Kevin Durant throughout this series with an injured calf. Coach Steve Kerr says it's a game-time decision whether Durant plays tonight.
He's been in similar situations with us where he's had long layoffs, and he's Kevin Durant. So, you know, if we have him out there, he'll be a threat.
And the Raptors' Kyle Lowry says he is not concerned whether Kevin Durant plays or doesn't play.
And that's one thing we've done all playoffs is kind of focus on ourselves and go out there and play how we need to play and, you know, grind it out and do what we need to do as a team.
On potentially the biggest night ever for Canadian basketball, the NBA announced there will be no singer for the Canadian national anthem, instead inviting all the fans in the arena and across the country to join in the singing of it. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.